This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Greer recuses itself from phosphate decision. Jones Act waiver extended, and U.S. and EU talk mineral cooperation. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says that USTR Jameson Greer has recused himself from any discussions on countervailing duties applied to Moroccan and Russian phosphate fertilizers. AgriPulse reported Thursday that USDA and USTR were split on whether those tariffs should be continued. Ag groups have been calling for the duties to be lifted during a five-year sunset review to ease input cost pressures on growers. Greer, who represented fertilizer producer Simplot as a trade lawyer prior to joining the administration, has recused himself to avoid any conflicts of interest, USTR says. Ambassador Greer has assiduously adhered to all relevant ethical standards for executive branch employees, as well as all relevant D.C. bar rules of professional conduct when dealing with matters involving former clients through his tenure, USTR said in a statement. Pursuant to D.C. Bar Rule of Professional Conduct 1.9, Ambassador Greer has recused himself from all Trump administration discussions on countervailing duties, orders on Russian and Moroccan phosphate fertilizer imports, the office added. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden was also involved in a case challenging the duties when he was judge at the Court of International Trade. USDA did not respond to a question on whether he had also recused himself from discussions. The president has extended provisions to facilitate the internal transportation of fertilizer and other goods by another 90 days. In March, White House lifted requirements for 60 days that goods shipped between U.S. ports must be carried on U.S.-built, flagged, and crewed vessels. The White House Assistant Press Secretary Taylor Rogers said Friday that waiver would be extended to provide both certainty and stability for the U.S. and global economies. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins continues to tease a forthcoming initiative to help lower fertilizer costs and spur domestic production. She told lawmakers last week that it is too soon to announce details, but said it would be an, quote, all-of-government approach. Last week was a packed week for U.S. trade negotiators. It kicked off with U.S. Trade Representative Greer in Mexico for talks with counterparts on a forthcoming free trade review. When then India and European officials were in Washington for talks on their respective trade relationships. EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič left Washington with a memorandum of understanding for deepening transatlantic cooperation on minerals. A one-page action plan agreed to by the two parties says they intend to discuss the possibility of coordinated critical mineral policies. An Indian delegation also reported positive discussions with U.S. officials on an interim trade deal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is slated to visit India next month. A close ally to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says both sides are claiming to clinch a deal ahead of the visit. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. The biggest maker of tractors and other farm machinery is calling on congressional leaders to add E15 to a farm bill. It's expected to get a vote within days. Deere & Company Chairman and CEO John May is asking U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries to back the latest effort to allow year-round voluntary U.S. sales of higher ethanol blends with motor gasoline. The Farm Bill and E15 are practical steps Congress can take now to support agriculture and expand lower-cost fuel access and strengthen American energy independence, May wrote in a letter on Friday. The agriculture equipment giant joins corn and biofuel groups in pushing to attach a bipartisan E15 measure to a Farm Bill. The House Rules Committee meets today and decides proposed amendments, including E15, can be considered when farm legislation goes to the House floor for a full vote. Tensions are high after multiple failed attempts to get year-round E15 into law. Independent oil refiners are opposed to the latest bill, partly due to a provision that would overhaul how exemptions to biofuel blending rules are granted under the renewable fuel standard. And there's this. The American Soybean Association told AgriPulse last week it's still assessing the E15 amendment and the impacts it would have long-term on the RFS, specifically soy-based biofuels and farmers. So we stay tuned for the rest of that story. 15 House Republicans are urging the leader of the Agriculture Department's Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area to ensure County Natural Resources Conservation Service and Farm Service Agency offices are sufficiently staffed. In a letter to USDA Undersecretary Richard Fordyce, the lawmakers wrote that they've heard of, quote, major delays in application processing, payments, and contract certification over the last several months. They acknowledge that most of those concerns centered around conservation programs and the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, but added they remain concerned that this will be an ongoing issue for all programs under the Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area. To best assess our nation's farmers, ranchers, and producers, there needs to be adequate staffing and resources to deliver on promises made, they wrote. Signers include Dan Newhouse and Michael Baumgarten of Washington, Austin Scott of Georgia, Kat Kamick, Scott Franklin, and Laurel Lee of Florida, David Valadeo of California, Derek Schmidt of Kansas, James Baird of Indiana, Ben Klein of Virginia, Zach Nutt of Iowa, Don Bacon and Mike Flood of Nebraska, Laura Babert of Colorado, and Dave Rouser of North Carolina. Here's today's final word. We look at the state of New York. They've had legislation introduced very similar to Prop 12. There was language introduced and discussed in the state of Oklahoma, and neither of those matched exactly to California Prop 12. This is why the U.S. pork industry is so worried and continues to talk about the need for a solution, because it's about the potential patchwork. Can we make adjustments here and there as an industry? Sure we can. But when you start adding another state and then a few years later, another state and another state, this patchwork is a real problem to the future of the business and of the industry and of the family farm. That National Pork Producers Council CEO Brian Humphries on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic discussing NPPC's continued push for Congress to prevent states from reaching outside their jurisdiction and regulating farmers in other states. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 27th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.